Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, December 4th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for coming in, everybody. We're 3 weeks away from Christmas, and glad to have everybody back in to the Big Call. We don't have a celebration call per se tonight, but we'll have a good call. I've got some stuff I think you're going to want to know. Sue's going to have a lot of great stuff, and Bob as well. So it's going to be a very fun call. Before we get cranked out too far, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a wonderful teaching that we all will enjoy. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that we have, every blessing that we have now, every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. Help us to count our blessings daily and be thankful for everything that we have and not be complainers. We're not complainers. We don't complain. We're not worriers. We don't worry. We're not stressed out. We're learning to breathe and meditate. Lord God, thank you for everything. Thank you for your word, for Jesus, for this time of year, for the reason, for the season, which is your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to prepare us for what is very soon to come. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time. Tuesday and Thursday nights, the teachings that you find are very important, meaningful, and relevant to us.
Well, I look forward to introducing you to hopefully a new perspective and a deeper perspective. Mm. And this is called the anointing. Christ is not Jesus' last name. The word Christ means anointed one or Messiah. It is a title that points to an experience. It was not sufficient that Jesus be sent from heaven to earth with a title. He had to receive the anointing in an experience to accomplish what the Father desired. The word anointing means to smear. The Holy Spirit is the oil of God that was smeared all over Jesus at his water baptism. The name Jesus Christ implies that Jesus is the one smeared with the Holy Spirit. But there is another spirit that works to ambush everyone in this age. The power was identified by the Apostle John when he said, "Even now, many antichrists have come." The nature of the Antichrist spirit is found in the name anti, against Christ, the anointed one. Jesus lived his earthly life with human limitations. He had his divinity aside as he sought to fulfill the assignment given to him by the Father, to live life as a man without sin, and then die in the place of mankind for sin. This would be essential in his plan to redeem mankind. The sacrifice that could atone for sin had to be a lamb, powerless, and had to be spotless, without sin. The anointing Jesus received was the equipment necessary given by the Father to make it possible for him to live beyond human limitations. For he was not only to redeem man, he was to reveal the Father. In doing so, he was to unveil the Father's realm called heaven. That would include doing supernatural things. The anointing is what linked Jesus, the man, to the divine, enabling him to destroy the works of the devil. These miraculous ways help to set something in motion that mankind could inherit once we were redeemed. Heaven, that supernatural realm, was to become mankind's daily bread. Its present tense existence was explained in Jesus' statement, "The kingdom of God is at hand." That means heaven is not just our eternal destination, but also is a present reality, and it's within arm's reach. That's our teaching for tonight.
That's very good, Sue. Thank you for that teaching. I love it because it's teaching us more and more about who Jesus is and was on this earth, who he continues to be for us as the propitiation for our sins. And he's the Redeemer. Jesus of Nazareth is Christ the Redeemer. He is redeeming us, buying us back. That's why when we redeem our Zim, the Zim is a bond in a sense. It's like a bond that is to be redeemed. The redemption, you know, that's why we call it redemption centers. And Jesus, the Redeemer, is redeeming us from buying us back from Satan as a result of the fall of Adam. We're not sinners because we sin. Mankind is sinners because we're sons of Adam. It just you couldn't do anything about it. It just happened. Because when Adam fell, every generation, every person underneath him that came from Adam was caught in this broken life. Doesn't mean we don't sin, but we're not sinners because of our sins. We're sinners because of Adam. And so don't take it personally. The good news is Jesus came to redeem us from our sin. He came to buy us back and put us in right fellowship, right relationship with God the Father. And so that was the whole purpose of him coming to earth after the fall of Adam. That's why Jesus is referred to as the second Adam. You know, there's so much more we could say about this, but I'm just going to say I like the fact that this teaching brought out some very important truths. And yes, the kingdom of God is at hand. Yeah, that's all around us. Kingdom of God is the biggest circle. If you had a big circle, it would be the kingdom of God. And inside that circle would be another circle that would be the kingdom of heaven. They're not exactly the same thing, are they? So, we are looking good if we are of Christ, if we are the righteousness of God in Christ, which Paul refers to us as the righteousness of God in Christ, we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That means we get the same thing that Jesus gets. The same. It's one thing to be an heir, then you get whatever's passed down to you. But if you're a joint heir with Jesus Christ, as Paul refers to us in Romans, we get the same stuff, the same blessing. Do you know who you are as a believer in Christ? Do you know who you are? Do you know what your identity is in Christ Jesus? This is a huge topic that we're not going to get into tonight, but it's important for you to realize who you are in Jesus. As a believer in Christ, are you a disciple of Christ? You know, it's one thing to be a believer, but are you disciplined? Are you a believer and are you a disciple of his? That's where we're going. That's where who we want to be. That's who we want to be. And this is a great time of year to learn about all of this. Sue, I really appreciate this teaching, and I thank you for finding it for us and saying it and reading it so beautifully. And Bob, how do you receive this teaching? And how do you relate to it? And what are your comments about it?
Well, thank you, Bruce and Sue. Thank you once again. It's like this is the time of year, you know, December, which is always my favorite time of year. It feels feels really magical and like filled with power and potential. And I just love this teaching about, you know, how the coming of Jesus was to unveil the Father's realm. And Bruce, your comments too is just so, like, so well, you explained everything so simply and so well. And that's what I always get from your comments. Because,
thank you, Bob.
You know, the Bible can be hard to understand sometimes.
Yeah.
The language is, you know, you read the passage, like, what does that really mean? And what I like about your comments, Bruce, is that when we're finished listening to you, we have a very clear sense of what it means. And so I just wanted to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome, Bob. Thank you.
It started. Yeah, and I was thinking about, you know, going beyond human limitations as, you know, as Jesus did, and to reveal, unveil the Father's realm. And then, as Sue said in the teaching, one of the things about the realm is it's our daily bread. And so, you know, you remember the phrase, give us this day our daily bread. And and as I was listening to this, it's like daily bread is not, it is not only something to eat, but it's something much, much more. It's the actual animating spirit of God that is giving us our breath as well as our food. And then, you know, as you were also saying, Bruce, about, you know, the realm of heaven and how it can be here on earth as well. I started thinking of the what the monks said when they were asked about why they were so fastidious about cleaning up everything around the monastery every day, every morning. They made everything pristinely beautiful. And when asked to the head monk why they did it, he simply said, paradise is where we live. And so we like to clean it up and make it look nice. And they believed they were in paradise. And in fact, I think they were. And if we just look around, we can see, you know, we can see God's incredible hand and creation, you know, everywhere we look, and we can hear God in many ways, in the songs of the birds and the sound of the wind and the waves, and we can we can hear his angels. And it reminded me of my friend whose name as a musician is DJ Vanderpool, and DJ made really beautiful music. His father was a minister, and he played really beautiful spiritual music, Christian hymns, and then he also made up his own music. And one day, I was asking him if he wanted to learn how to hear angels playing music for him while he was asleep. And he was excited to learn and set up his synthesizer right outside of his bedroom. And as I taught him the technique, he started doing it, and he would hear music being played, whole orchestras. And he would get up in the morning and stumble out into the living room in his underwear and sit down at the bench and and record the music into his synthesizer.
Mm-hmm.
And later that year, his band became the opening act at the Clearwater Jazz Festival. And
mm-hmm.
the music that they played was the music that the angels had given to him in his dreams.
That's beautiful.
And, we can see and hear and share, God's presence that is special to us. And it's even more special when we get to share an experience with somebody else and find out how they're feeling about being here in paradise. And most importantly, how does their redemption feel? And a beautiful conversation can be had around that question. And, you might hear words of description like glorious and joyful. And in fact, focusing on that redemption that was gifted to you, the greatest gift of all, and
mm-hmm.
you can certainly then appreciate how paradise is where we live, and maybe we should clean it up and make it look nice.
That's good, Bob. That's good. I love that. And you know, Bob, that's I just love the story about your friend and about angelic music, and Sue loves music, I love music, you do too, we all do, and the vibration that we get, the frequency of it is just so beautiful, and the frequency of the earth and all of God's creation and nature and what we have to go outside and appreciate even in winter is glorious. And I know, Sue, you know this. You appreciate nature as much as anybody I know and love to be out in it every day. Tell us what this teaching meant to you, Sue.
But there's the teaching, and then there's what you both brought. And so I'm a little interesting. I'm trying to weave together something that's distinct in that, to me, what this taught, and Bob was hinting at it very beautifully, daily bread being mana, which is the spiritual substance that is flowing around you 24/7. And I love what you said, Bruce, about, Adam and how Christ came to reawaken, which is why I picked this teaching, reawaken the memory of who we truly are. Because he wouldn't have said, greater things will you do in my name, if he didn't know that we had fallen asleep to the miraculousness of who we actually are. And to me, that's the journey that all of us are on right now, is to move into the state where our nourishment comes from that superluminal light that is Christ's essence, the Holy Spirit, moving through us. And as you open and you receive that light, you know, your spirit shows you you're in a whole new world. So Bruce is talking about how I love nature, and the other day I'm in a cold place, like it's going to be 27 degrees tomorrow. And just yesterday, I was walking on my daily walk out in nature, basically forest bathing. And I look, and it's not like I normally look in that direction, and there is a forsythia bush with forsythia flowers on it. And I haven't had a chance to look that up, but I thought to myself, look at nature.
Yeah.
Look at what nature's doing that is out of the ordinary. That's got to be a sign. It's got to be a sign that I was seeing these little yellow flowers in what had been 40-degree weather, and a lot of them. And so, to me, what I think, if everybody on this call reflected on the anointing, the smearing, I love that because I didn't know that, the smearing of the Holy Spirit, the covering of wonder, of miraculousness, of supernatural exploration. That is who you are. Once you get rid of all the programming of the world and all the old concepts and all the limitations and all the, you know, hanging out with consensus reality of this is life on planet Earth and watching political commentators and divisive commentators, once you make a choice to live in a world that is choosing heaven, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Once you make that choice and you know that your consciousness in Christ is the reality you're going to live in, your consciousness in Christ is you creating as Christ would have you create. And once you make that decision and you realize that you can actually be greater things than these. Why would he say that? And don't you think that is especially what is being said right now? Greater things. All the money will be returned to you. All the health will be returned to you. All the love will be returned to you. Now go use your imagination, your sacred, sanctified imagination, your new thinking, your new heart base, your new fullness. And recreate this world in my name.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Sue. Thank you, Sue. Well, I love your take on it. I think that, as they would say in the South, that, honey, that'll preach. What you just said, that'll preach.
Save us.
Well, I'm here to tell you.
That's for you, Brenda. Save us.
That's for you, Miss Brenda.
Miss Mississippi.
Oh. Mississippi. That's right. Well, Sue, that's good, though. That really is. It really is. I don't care if you in Natchez or you in Natchez Trace or wherever you are in Mississippi. You know,
mm-hmm.
I like Mississippi. I used to drive through that state a lot.
I can't wait to get there someday.
Yeah. Oh, it's you know what? It's beautiful. I remember, well, I'm not going to go into all my memories about stuff, but Sue, thank you for that teaching. I like that. I love what Bob had to say about it. And between the three of us, we had three different takes on it, but I think you blended it well. And I just think that at this time of year, Bob's right. This is a very special time of year. We don't think Jesus was actually born December 25th. We think it's more likely in the spring. But this is when we celebrate his birth. So that's what we're doing. And I like the Christmas music, too. It's our bumper music tonight, Bob. Thank you. It's always fun. Oh, gosh. Wait till we hear Mary, Did You Know? Wait till that song comes out, Bob. And I will try not to cry. But I usually do. Sue, let's move into
Thank you for that teaching. Let's move into our prayer and praise time, see if anybody has written in for a praise report or a prayer request from us.
Absolutely, Bruce. So let's stay consistent, and let's start with Pastor Scott.
All right.
Tonight's praise goes to last night's time of worship. My only biological daughter is the worship pastor. Watching her lead a beautiful time of worship communion and an evening of honoring baby Jesus makes a daddy very proud. Thank you, Jesus, for guiding her. She always wanted to be a neuroscientist, but after a couple of years in college graduation, spoke to her and said, it's music for you. Just beautiful. Praying for numbers to come out. Thank God. I love you all. Be blessed. Pastor Scott.
Thanks, Pastor Scott. Appreciate that very much.
I'm going to say a prayer for a member of the pod. So, pod, heads up. I'm not going to say her name. But she is battling some of the darkest things within the legal system. That's how I'm going to say it. And I just want this prayer for you, and you know who you are. We see this very courageous, very beautiful, very Christ-filled, extraordinary woman whose divine intelligence, courage, heart, purity, strength has her in the middle of this swirling storm of institutions that have been so corruptive, abusive, etc. And we see you, as you go through this, being turned into a diamond for Christ, because you're in the carbon-making pressure point, and you've demonstrated you have the capacity. You're very capacious. Capacious means you have a lot of capacity. And you've demonstrated it, and we honor you, and I wish I could say your name, but I'm keeping that so we know that there are people out there in our community doing incredible things for justice and doing it so that they can walk out of this situation when it's finally over and they can be the authors of a new future. And so we see you wrapped in the beauty, the splendor, the grace of that new future, and let that fill you now. Let that new future, that meaning, that purpose fill you now so that you never grow tired. You remember your ever new joy, ever new wisdom, and you're ever loved by everyone on this call. Thank you for your service. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen and amen.
We're going to go to Ms. Genia. 1 Thessalonians 5:12-13. But we ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. 1 Timothy 5:17. The elders who are good leaders should be considered worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. Today we thank God and pray for all our leaders. Bruce for his 14 plus years, the Big Call platform, opening prayers, intel, and closing prayer. Sue for her 10 plus year, beautiful laugh, kind heart, for helping others with their humanitarian projects, designing their best future classes or no classes, teachings, and sharing her knowledge and experiences. Bob, for his 10-plus years, great health information, products to keep us healthy, and special discounts to help us afford the products and sharing testimonials. That was so beautiful, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests. Pastor Scott's healing. Hope for this RV blessing in MedBeds ASAP. President Trump's health. For his family, his cabinet members, and everyone who supports him and is helping the citizens honestly and in a positive way. World peace. We pray and are thankful for all the military who sacrifice their lives daily for us, especially Sarah Beckstrom, 20 years old, National Guard, who was shot on 11/26/25 in D.C. and died from the injuries. And we continue to pray for Andrew Wolf, the second National Guard that was shot, still fighting for his life. Hopefully you will qualify for the MedBed soon. On Saturday, December 13th, 2025, Wreaths Across American Day, veterans will be honored by volunteers placing a live balsam veterans wreath on the headstones of our fallen heroes to honor as many veterans in 50 states and 17 countries around the world. World peace. Everyone have a blessed weekend and hope and pray we get the RV 800 number very soon and be great stewards with this special blessing. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie. Very beautiful.
Thank you, Jeannie. Beautiful. Thank you for everything that you said in that piece, Jeannie. Very, very meaningful. And especially to all of us who regard our veterans as heroes, really. And I don't say thank you for your service. I say thank you for your sacrifice. To me, that's what it is. They've sacrificed their lives, their marriages, their families, everything to serve. And I really appreciate the fact that they've done that for us and continue to do that. Well, thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate that very much. Okay, Sue. I guess that wraps up our prayer and praise time. I was just thinking while you were reading what Jeannie had, you know, the we did pray for Mr. Wolf for his complete healing, and he did go, I believe, from critical to serious condition a day or two ago. I think that was on Tuesday we knew that. And hopefully he's going to make a full comeback from serious to whatever the next condition level is, on up and get out of the house. And yes, I'm sure they'll put him in the med bed right away. What else beyond that? Okay, Sue, let's do this. If I think of anything else, I might say it later. But for right now, let's talk about what it is that we have coming from you. You wrapped up last night your second Not a Class 7 Phase 2. And you want to comment a little bit about that? Tell us about it and bring us anything else that we need to know.
Well, I think what I'd like to say, and this is going to lead us into something that's very, very important to me, and a beautiful testimonial from somebody we know and love.
Mm-hmm.
It's why do we create these classes? And it's been very obvious to me over the past 10 years. I have a passion for learning science and brain science and cognitive science and all these emerging sciences, that a lot of people, and you'll probably recognize yourself, a lot of people are, you know, educating themselves and trying to learn, but there's a lot of information out there. And most people are gathering a lot of information, but they don't have access to how to organize that and make it, turn it into strategy and action. And it's really, it's been almost painful for me to watch as I would sit with people and do their world-class presentation and find out, Bruce, you know, you and I and Bob have been so lucky because we've been close to the people that are kind of walking through this, and we talk about how to design our actions. And so we were able to turn information into strategy. So information describes what is happening. Strategy tells you how to move within what is unfolding. Information fills the mind, but strategy rewires how you're organizing it, rewires how it's moving through your nervous system into effective action. And information, I used to say, I felt like people were coming in with a lot of coins and they were all scattered. Information can be very diffusing if it's not organized into a really comprehensive plan. And strategy, which is what I care about, Christ-based strategy, is about how you look at something, you design it so it's going to keep you healthy, it's going to give you a compass, and you're going to know what to do moment to moment so we can actually have the new earth come through our nervous system. And so Not a Class 7 was, that's why we call them Not a Class, it's an activation on getting grounded. In this case, it was about sovereign artificial intelligence. And so from doing that class, I realized that one of the deepest passions of my heart is creating sovereign human beings and sovereign humanitarian founders. Sovereign. That means you're sovereign from the old world. You're sovereign from noise. You're sovereign from confusion. You're freed from the noise and the leaking of your energy because you don't know where you're going. So I'm going to read you something, and this is coming from our genius. Listen to this, Bob. You're going to love this. It shows her skill at writing. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so happy that I requested this information on designing your best future. I would recommend it to anyone for personal use, especially if you'll be exchanging soon and having to put a team together for a humanitarian project or many projects. I'm delighted with the content of this in-depth inspirational learning. I've been so overwhelmed with many obligations and responsibilities. This class has helped me take a step back and reflect on my schedule, reduce stress and pressure in my life, and meditate more. I'm so thankful and grateful for this valuable information, especially Sue's research for over 10 years. This is a gift that keeps giving. So much great information that will help me going forward. I appreciate everything you do and share, especially your time and expertise to improve Big Call listeners' lives. Thank you, Sue, for this priceless package, gift of knowledge, to help me and others map our future. It is so helpful. I can't thank you enough, Jeannie. So, thank you again, Jeannie. What Jeannie's articulating here that means so much to me is people need for us to have a new world and not take forever to do it. You need two things. You need a regulated nervous system, and we have what we call neuroplasticity in Christ meditations that are designed. This isn't for entrepreneurs. This isn't for people with infants. It's for everybody. But it's designed specifically for everyone in this community, so you're going to see yourself walking into your new life resourced. So instead of like thinking of yourself as you normally think about yourself, it's a very gentle healing upgrade to how you look at what you're going to be doing next, how you're going to be handling your family, how you're going to be implementing with the people and the teams that you've got to assemble from the minute you leave the Redemption Center. If you're a person that's like in the middle of their life right now, and you just can't even imagine how could you stuff more into your life? How are you going to start this whole new thing? And this took place, Bruce, in our class the other night.
Mm-hmm.
You really, really, there's a neuroscientist, and again, I haven't looked up her name again, but she was with Dr. Andrew Huberman, and she was saying that the best statement that one of her mentors gave her was, the only reason people don't start something is because it's too overwhelming. So you have to break it down into doable, kind of like Tiny Habits and BJ Fogg that both mm-hmm. and I love. You have to break it down and this is your first day. This is your first week. Most people don't even have that in their, they don't have an image of it. Their body doesn't have an image of it. And if you think you're just going to walk in and it's all going to get organized and you've got to trust people that you don't really know, but you've been with somebody by the name of Sue for 10 years, think about how your nervous system would feel calm if we're saying, this is going to be a beautiful time. We just have to walk it out. You have to do it. So you're doing it with awareness. You want to be calm, and you want to be prepared. Start here. Start there. Take your next step. It's like you're going to have somebody walking with you. And I think it means so much to me because when I think about all the people that have Designing Your Best Future, they have their foundation. Would you know how to go and build a house? You guys have no idea how much you've got to kind of recreate. And if you have somebody saying in your ear, saying, this is what you do as soon as you leave the Redemption Center, isn't that comforting and soothing? Mm-hmm. Isn't that something you can trust from an insider, quote unquote, that has access to how to move beyond the, what do I want to say? I got to talk to our number one guy, Bruce's handler, even tonight. I'm always getting these little bits of information that bypass the Black Friday feeling that most people are going to have. And Bruce is going to close when he talks about this. And he's going to tell you something that's from one of our leaders, what they said to him when I wasn't present. So here's what I want you to think about. Four $100. It could be $2,000. For $100, four classes. You should listen to the first class and the second class right away. So you exit the stress zone. Do you think you're worthy? Do you think you're worth investing in a really clear start on how to proceed, how to outthink the stress, how to outthink the crowds, how to move beyond what could be a lot of new without a lot of focus? It's amazing. If you use this kit, Designing Your Best Future, this program, you're going to be centered. You're going to know what is going to happen when. Sure, there'll be things you can't. It's not. We're wiring you for calm responsiveness. And what you're doing when you're investing in that is you're wiring the whole family. You're wiring everybody you contact. You're not going to be a nervous Nelly. So if you're interested in that, listen to Bruce's intel. I'm suggesting very strongly, and listen to what he says about what the person said. Send us an email tonight, and we're going to be on it tomorrow, the whole day. We have Saturdays off. We will come back on Sunday evening. So there's this little window of when you can start, and listen to how the intel relates to this, when you can immerse yourself in clarity. Send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and put Designing Your Best Future 100, and then...
DYBF.
DYBF, yep, you can do DYBF, your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal or not. And we're going to be cranking those out. We may even do a few tonight. But you've got to start doing this right away. I just don't want people to be lost and reactive and kind of like just overwhelmed with the whole process. It's enough that you're going to be a humanitarian, projects, new people, new support systems. It's a lot. It's a lot. But if you get grounded, it won't be. And that's why we developed the program, and you heard what Genius had to say. And Bruce will tell you what somebody else had to say, which is pretty amazing. So that's my segment for tonight, Bruce. And
okay, Sue.
Yep.
And?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. If Bruce can recall what this person said, yes.
You remember. Feeling sorry.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
I love Sue. Give me a little clue there. Thank you, Sue. All right. That was really, really good, Sue. And I think everybody gets the fact that they want to come out of the Redemption Center grounded, comfortable, ready to start in whatever area they're in, and I'll help them with that. And that's what the DYBF is designed for, designing your best future, DYBF 100. So I'll touch on that in my segment. Thank you, Sue. And Bob, I think you've got some new things to tell us about, as well as testimonials and probably a sale review. So I'm excited to hear what you'd bring to us tonight and what you'll tell us about tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. So I have to reorient myself. I was here designing my best future, thinking about my projects.
Oh, Bob.
I have to think about Bruce being on sale.
What would it have been like to have been your older sister? That is just too fun to contemplate.
If you would have been Bob's older sister, Sue?
I'm not just just felt like the, it's just, oh, God, the play. Okay, keep going.
So Bruce, look at this. I got this testimonial 2 hours ago. This guy writes
All right.
in, although I was doing 200 push-ups daily when I began taking Myotrol, now my physique and musculature has become youthful again due solely to the Myotrol. From my 77-year-old body, I was back to the lifeguard, competitive swimmer, water skier, and scuba diver body of my youth. I no longer feel the limitation of my age, although my diet and lifestyle has remained unchanged. Myotrol and many other Boomer products will be an integral part of my life for perpetuity.
Wow. Yeah. That's so strong.
Imagine
that's 77. No, it's fantastic. I love it. You know what it makes me think of, Bob, when I heard that? About describing Myotrol. Medbed in a bottle. Medbed in a bottle. I mean, that's what this is.
Yeah.
This is incredible. It's, you know, the guy's got the body of his youth. And you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bruce, a lot of what the med beds are going to do is stimulate our whole genomic system, where
right.
our nucleic DNA and our mitochondrial DNA and how it gets expressed, the epigenome, right, above the genome, is all going to get reset. All the repairs needed to the little polymorphisms in our genes are going to be repaired, and all of the more youthful protocols of expressing our genes from our youth is going to be restored. And that's the way of, you know, finding the fountain of youth. But, and then of course, you know, you have to find a way to suspend that so that you don't, you know, just start aging rapidly again. And this is what Myotrol is doing as an epigenetic reprogrammer, is it's using nature and compounds in nature to do the type of stimulus to your genome that will be done by the medbeds. Right, because essentially what's happened is when you're very young, the protective sheath that's around your DNA needs to be pinged in order to unwrap, to expose the code for a youthful body, for adult stem cells with enough copper peptide, for the expression of the entire sequence of the genome that's needed for the metabolic pathway, including the signaling, in order to continue to make muscle and energy and collagen as if you were much younger. And so there's many different pieces of medical equipment, whether it's, you know, red light therapy, EMF therapy, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and especially the new, you know, atmospheric plasma generator therapy you. All those things are kind of pieced together here and there. And when you add in epigenetic reprogrammers that are actually biological, they're plant extracts that have been purified and altered to be capable of penetrating into the nucleus and with the identified affinity for a specific set of genes. And you know, just as you look at how miraculous something is, like a rocket ship that can come back down from space and land on a platform, or some or a group of scientists that can make a quantum computer, okay? Well, there are groups of scientists that include Eric Kurtz that in the similar capacity and the similar amount of magnificence, you know, created a product called Myotrol. And it's and thus you get this type of a testimonial, right? And so people now are rendered free from a choice, because if you ask somebody, you know, what do you think? Would you like to be? Would you like to live to be 100 years old? Almost always their first response is, "Oh, I don't want to live to be 100. I'll be all old and sick and wrinkled and a burden on my family. I don't want to live to be 100. Well, what if not? What if you're like this guy, whose 77-year-old body all of a sudden now looks like he's a lifeguard again? Okay,
yeah.
And what if
love it.
You can? Yeah, and what if you can retain your wisdom? A lot of people would say, would you like to go, you know, if they're, you ask them, would you like to go back to being 20 again? No way, man. When I was 20, I wasn't very smart. I wasn't very aware. I made all kinds of mistakes. And now I have the wisdom of a 77-year-old. It's so much better. And I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't trade my wisdom to go back to youth. Right? What was the famous man said, you know, you know, it's a
youth
you know,
is wasted
that,
on the young.
Health is wasted on the young, right?
It's a, right, yeah.
It's like, but now you don't have to make that choice anymore. You can retain your wisdom of your 77 years and also go back to having a 20-year-old body again that's like a lifeguard. And this is the first time in history that we've been able to do this. And so, you know, when I talk to people like this, like we're here now, we're in the age of immortality, and people can't quite wrap their mind around it. It's like they're much more readily able to accept a quantum computer that's drawing information after a query from a parallel universe than they are that they might be able to de their body 50 years. But the science of anti-aging has billions upon billions of dollars invested in it every year, and you keep getting these breakthroughs, like Myotrol, and like another epigenetic reprogrammer I'm going to tell people about tonight. It's going to be available in about a week's time. And so these testimonials are much more than just some guy, you know, talking about his lifeguard body. This testimonial is revealing the visceral truth of this new age of immortality. And that's why I bother to read these testimonials, because I don't even know who this person is.
Right.
I didn't ask him to write a testimonial. I didn't know he bought Myotrol. I didn't know he could do 200 push-ups. But here it is.
I know.
And 99% of the people that use the Boomer products, I don't know who they are. I've never spoken to them. Yeah. Never heard their name before. There's just too many of them, right? But anyway, there's a number of other testimonials too, Bruce, but what I like to do is let people know in regard to our sale of 25% off for the holidays here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That now includes Boomer Boost, right? So today, you know, I helped Ron and Bill unload 3 pallets full of Boomer Boost. And they came in boxes of 30, right? So we're lifting these 30-pound boxes, you know, and there was 3 pallets full of these boxes. And,
wow, yeah.
And we moved them from outside the building, inside the building, stacked them up, and it was a great workout. I feel great. But we have enough of it now to put it on sale. And so there you go, 25% off of Boomer Boost along with most of the rest of our products. And this is the best pricing of the year on our best products. You can get barley 25% off, lignans, probiotics, all like that. And and the other thing that I wanted to say, Bruce, is we received today a second shipment that is a brand new product that is another, this is another one-off. This is a product where there's only one like it in the world, and we're the only people that are going to be selling it. And it's a roll-on pain reliever that's called Super Strong. And we call it Super Strong because it's super strong. And so it comes in a 3-ounce bottle with a roller on top. And all you have to do is shake it a little bit. And if you have a pain in your shoulder, if you have a headache, if you have a backache, if your legs are aching after a workout, you just rub a small amount of this gel, this liquid, onto the spot. And wait a couple of minutes, and you will immediately recognize why we called it Super Strong. This is a product that has numerous different plant extracts in it that are known to help relieve pain, and it's been put into a very special formulation that is a nano type of gel that allows these ingredients to soak all the way through your skin. It gets into your bloodstream, and it has numerous different active ingredients extracted from plants that are known to help. And when they put them all together in a combination, it had a synergistic effect. And we've been testing it with a lot of different people, some with severe pain, that it's helped tremendously. And so what it is, it's a perfect thing for your medicine cabinet. So in the future, this is, again, a future of healthcare thing. Instead of reaching for an aspirin or a Tylenol or an Advil or an opioid, you won't have to do it anymore. You'll be able to take your Super Strong and rub it onto your body and get the same effect. Okay? So that's going to be available on our website tomorrow.
Okay.
Right? And this comes in a full 3-ounce bottle, Bruce, meaning when you get this for your medicine cabinet, it's going to last for months and months and months. I've had the same bottle being part of the beta test for the last 5 months. It's the kind of thing that you're not going to have to purchase it every month. You're going to get it. It's going to last you for months, and you're not going to want to be without it. You're going to be, when it's needed, you're going to be looking around going, where's my Super Strong? Not, hey, can you grab the bottle of Advil? That's right. There's not going to be any more of that. Where's my Super Strong? Well, you better have
it. So if you had a headache, Bob, if you had a headache, would you put this on your forehead?
Yep. Exactly. Right on the spot where it's aching. A lot of headaches start in the back of a person's neck and radiate up into their temples. You rub it right on your temple, rub it on the back of your neck, boom, 5 minutes later, the headache's gone.
That's fantastic.
Right? Yeah, it is. So
excellent.
So that's going to be available. And then a week later, Bruce, we're going to be releasing our second epigenetic reprogrammer. So we've had Myotrol for a year. And Eric Kurtz has been working on another product, equally profound, for many, many years. And I got to be part of the beta test, and it's going to be coming out. It got bottled today. It's getting labeled tomorrow, and early next week it's getting on a truck to come to us from California. And
what's this product called?
Yep, this part's going to be called Collagene, C-O-L-A-G-E-N-E. And Collagene. The reason is, Yep, and the gene is because it's going to be altering your gene expression. And this one, as opposed to muscle and energy and brain-derived nootropic factor, which is what Myotrol does, this one is going to do two things. First, it's going to stimulate the construction and relief of three separate compounds that make up your cartilage: aggrecan, hyaluronic acid, and type 2 collagen. And it's going to release the instructions from your DNA that tell your RNA exactly how to build it into cartilage and make sure it lands in the right place, your knees, your hips, etc. So as we age, our ability to make new, fresh, cushiony, gel-like cartilage that acts as cushioning in your knees and hips and joints, it diminishes significantly because the genetic code that holds it needs to be released, and the mechanism for that starts to wear out. And so the intervention now of collagen, which will be a liquid that you use a dropper from a dropper bottle, you take two dropperfuls and put it in a small bit of water, just an ounce of water or some other drink, and you'll drink it.
Yeah.
Or you can just put it straight into your mouth the way that I do. For some people, it's too bitter, so they like putting it in water. But what it's going to do is immediately start to stimulate your body to make cartilage again as if you were much, much younger. So think about this. What's one of the main things that happens as people get old? Oh, all of a sudden, my knees, they're bone on bone. My hips are wearing out, right? And I need to get a knee replacement. I'm in pain all the time. I can't go for a walk anymore, right? Well, guess what? Collagen is going to fix that because you're going to start making brand new, fresh cartilage as if you were in your 20s or 30s again. And so this is a massive breakthrough. The second thing it's going to do, and this has been shown in the studies already, is it's got a pain control mechanism that's different from the super strong. And I'm going to tell you what happened and how this was discovered. So for a very long time, the only type of product that really could handle certain intense pain was opioids. And we saw what happened with the opioid epidemic, right? And about 3 years ago, there was a drug company, a pharmaceutical company, was studying the whole concept of pain and how it worked. And they found a metabolic pathway that is a signaling pathway in your spinal cord that sends a message to your brain regarding pain. And it registers, and you feel pain, sometimes extreme pain, right? And they actually created a drug that's now available that blocked that pathway, and they're hopeful that it will end up taking the place of opioids in the future. Massive, huge breakthrough. Well, Eric Kurtz followed along with all that research. He's worked together with pharmaceutical companies for many, many years, going back 40 years as a researcher. And he followed along and was able to identify a plant extract that did the same thing as the pharmaceutical drug. And he put the collagen. He put it in the collagen. And so what he's been finding is people with fibromyalgia and other issues of systemic debilitating pain are taking the collagen, and they are being restored to a place where they don't have pain anymore, right? And so between this function of the pain control and the restoration of the cartilage, you have now a second revolutionary breakthrough in the field of anti-aging and wellness that is the second available epigenetic reprogrammer. And it's going to be sold. by Boomers Forever Young, and only Boomers Forever Young. We're Eric Kurtz's business associate in charge of many aspects of this endeavor, including the distribution of it, you know, through our center in St. Petersburg. And, and so that's what we want to tell everybody. It takes so long, so many months and years to develop new things like this, and there's so many steps along the way that I didn't really want to tell people what it was until it was really a reality. And when we found out on Monday that they were bottling it and that it's good to go, passed all the tests that it has to go through, you know, as per the FDA, and we're ready to start getting it out to people. And so sometime late next week, we'll be able to let people know, hey, it's up on the website, and go ahead and get it.
Okay,
so that's it. Bruce, that's what I got. Collagen and Super Strong.
And Super Strong is in the barn now, Bob? Is it ready to go?
Super Strong is going to be up on the website tomorrow.
Okay, and ready to ship.
Yep.
Good.
It already is ready to ship.
Okay.
Yep. It's already ready to ship. It's already I went into the back shipping area, and Bill had already stocked his shelves with it, ready to put it into the packages. And as soon as Raleigh finalizes all the tech that makes it linked up, you know, to the credit card system and all like that, it'll be ready to go.
Thanks, Bob. That's great. And the collagen, do you think it could be taken sublingually, Bob? A couple of drops?
It can. You don't have to do that. You just put it in your mouth and swallow it. And it's not a couple of drops. It's dropper fulls.
So
it's going to come in a 2-ounce bottle. A 2-ounce bottle like that has 60 dropper fulls in it. And you're going to take two a day.
I got you. All right. That's fantastic. Two great new products, brand new. They'll go right along with my draw. Boomer Boost Barley. Everything else they have, all the supplements. Sounds terrific, Bob. Thank you. And once I get to the site, you go to
bigmarley.com. You hear me? Your voice is breaking up.
I know. So are you. I think we're both breaking up, Bob. Unfortunately, we had that coming in right at the very end. So tell me if I'm still breaking up for some reason or
now
not.
Now you're good.
Now I'm good. Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
So to get to the website to enjoy the 25% off sale on most products, just go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And when you get on the homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's website. And you'll be able to see all of the products that are 25% off, including Boomer Boost and Barley, either of the two barleys, Gladiator or Heirloom. And you can put yourself a nice little Christmas time order together, and the new Super Strong, which will be up on the website tomorrow, is available for sale and for immediate shipment. So Super Strong sounds terrific too, really. A roll-on that can be used and just totally eliminate headache pain and joint and muscle pain, all of that. Just, wow, that's terrific. And then, of course, the collagen will be available to go in probably about a week or so. So let's see what happens on that. That'll be good. Don't try to order collagen yet because it's not available. Don't ask the girls that answer the phones about it yet because it's still not going to be available for probably about a week. Okay? So just realize that you could probably get it in a week or so. All right. Now, thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. There's a toll-free number to call to get in if you have a question or if you need some help or whatever. You can call customer support for Boomers at 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. All right? So check that out. Make note of that. Put that phone number in your phone under Boomers, parentheses Bob. And then when we're way past doing live calls on the big call, they go, oh, yeah. Here's my number in case I need it for Boomers. Yeah, good to have. Bob, one short little lifeguard story. You know, this gentleman was a lifeguard when he was younger, the 77-year-old that was just able to do 200 push-ups and so on. Well, I was a lifeguard at age 17, and I couldn't do 200 push-ups that I was aware of, but I did swim underwater 100 meters with one breath. And that was at the dive, you know, the dive into the pool. And I did four lengths of a 25-meter pool all underwater with just the one breath. That was, I only tried it one time and did it one time. So anyway, that's my lifeguard story. Wasn't that amazing, Bob? I don't know how many minutes it took to do that. Probably 2.5 minutes, maybe. Yeah. Something like that. I don't know how long it was. 2.5 to 3, maybe. But anyway, I was I was happy to take a breath when I came up out of the water.
Yeah,
man. All right. Well, thank you, Bob. I think that was a great segment. I really enjoyed it. I love the research, and I love the testimonials. And that fellow, that 77-year-old with a lifeguard body now, that's terrific. I think that's wonderful. I think it tells us what's possible with, you know, what I call Myotrol. It's sort of like Miracle-Trol, you know, Myotrol. It's just an amazing, amazing new product, Bob. And I'm thinking it's like med bed in a bottle. That's just in my mind. I can't get it out. God, so strong, so good. Thank you, Eric Kurtz, for putting all that together. And thank you for the two new products that we've got, Bob, coming. That'll be awesome. Super strong and
collagen.
The other one, something, Gene? Collagen, C-O-L-A-G-E-N-E, collagen. Yeah, collagen. That's good. Well, let's go ahead and see where we are today vis-a-vis the Intel. All right. I'm thinking if there's any kind of intro. Okay, here's the intro. Iraq has a new rate that they put up at yesterday morning. We had their new international rate at 7 a.m. Iraq time, Baghdad time. The previous evening at 7 p.m., they had a new rate for Iraq. And then at 7 a.m. Yesterday, Wednesday, they would have had a new international rate. Now, when is that rate actually going to be seen by us? Well, we know that they were planning to, quote-unquote, play with their rate and let it trade upwards. And that was supposed to complete sometime Friday, tomorrow. So that rate is still working its way up. And it was a very good initial rate. I can tell you this. It was very strong. And they want to get it up to, I think, sort of where Dr. Sinon al-Shabibi of CBI fame thought it would be when they brought the new dinar out, which, as you guys remember, was he thought it would support a $16 rate. Well, it's not there yet, but it should be there. So it's working its way on up. Now, just realize this. The contract rate that President Trump negotiated with Iraq is terrifically higher for us, and it's already locked in, and it's way more than the cost of a barrel of oil. I'm just saying, it's a terrific deal. So we're going to get that. Now, if for some reason, when you go into the Redemption Center, they don't offer you the contract rate if you have dinar, ask them politely for it, and I think you'll get it. I'm pretty sure they want, President Trump wants us to get the most that we can get for our currencies, including dinar. Okay? So just realize that. So, what are we saying about it? Okay, we're going to have it traded up, and you know what? It may end up trading up. I don't know if it's on the back screens of Forex or the front screen, but we understand from one of our treasury sources that we're going to have not only the Iraqi dinar, the new Iraqi dinar, which could be NID or it could be IQD. I'm not sure what designation it is. We thought it would be NID for new Iraqi dinar, would be on the Forex front screens starting Sunday evening, because the Forex drops goes off for trading for 48 hours from Friday 5 p.m. to Sunday at 5 p.m., where they take care of trades and they settle the accounts. And so unless they're making a change in all of that, it should come back up at around 5 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday with a new dinar rate and a new USN designation. Our USD dollar is USN, meaning United States new currency. Our USN is supposed to be on the Forex. Now, it doesn't have to be on the Forex for us to start getting notified. It may need to be there for us to start exchanges. And that's going to happen Sunday afternoon, we're told, by our treasury sources. All right, now, that's Iraq. And Iraq was also supposed to pay their back pay to their citizens at their new rate, as well as contractors and military. And that is great that they're going to be taken care of. Now, the other thing is, what about the other things that we have heard from our top sources? We have heard that we are going to receive, all right, let's go to bondholders first. Bondholders are supposed to receive their emails tomorrow or Saturday, which will give them information to give them access to their accounts, the bondholders. That's tier three, either Friday or Saturday. Now, we have been told by one of our treasury sources that we would receive our notifications by the end of this week. Now, the end of this week is Saturday, theoretically, because our calendars start the new week on Sunday. However, it might end up being tomorrow or Saturday that we get the notifications and get the numbers, which is the end of the week. But I'm going to say, you know, it might not be until Sunday. Now, I know that's the weekend, but it should happen sometime between now and Monday. And the reason I say Monday is, if you've looked at the calendar, Monday is the 8th. Oh, no, you didn't, Bruce. You didn't say something about the 8th of December being China's favorite number again, did you? Yep, I'm saying it. I'm saying it because it could be that that's where everything launches. for us in terms of our exchanges, Monday, 8, I don't know. That could be the day we start. I'm just saying. Could we get notified 2 days ahead, like Saturday? Yeah, I guess so. One of the Treasury sources used the term, everything launches by the end of this week. That would be bondholders. That would be us, Tier 4, Tier 4A, and B, all of us. And it's sort of like the shotgun start we've talked about for years. That is supposed to kick in. So I'm just going to open it up and say from Friday to Monday. So the weekend is definitely in play. Definitely in play for us. All right. So we got that covered. I told you guys Tuesday that if I had this, did I have this Tuesday? I think I did. Our Doge payments are supposed to start in the first week of January. Same thing with the $2,000 tariff dividend payments starting January first week. We should also get an announcement between the 1st and the 3rd of January, probably President Trump, about no more income taxes. He's also alluded to that yesterday at a press conference. He said something about no more income taxes. However, I think it would be official and part of NASARA, which is something we're looking for debt forgiveness, the USN, the new currency, is all part of that. Okay, and debt jubilee. Well, guess what? Not only no more income taxes, but also no more real estate taxes, okay, are also supposed to go away. So keep an eye on that if you owe your property taxes or real estate property taxes. Keep an eye on that if it's due in January, late January. You might want to hold off and see if that is going to go away for the 2025 and beyond years. Because I think that's going to happen. We're going to hear that. I did get that yesterday. So, from our Treasury source, pretty good place to get it from. So we've got some new things coming up in the first week of January for NASARA. And we might get a heads up on this consumption tax that would replace all other taxes, but it'd be a consumption on non-essential items that we could buy. And I don't know how that'll all break down. We understood it was about a 14 or 15% tax that would be imported in the cost of goods, but it wouldn't apply to food, groceries, or it wouldn't apply to medicine or health aids, that kind of thing. But it should be imported in new products. Imported meaning the price contains the 15% tax. And half of that tax revenue, and by the way, that tax is collected by the states. Half of the revenue would go to the state, and the other half would go to the federal government. That was the plan. We'll see if that's what actually takes place. But I think that's really good. If we go to that consumption tax, we are creating a lot of revenue from these tariffs. And President Trump has coined the term external revenue service, replacing our internal revenue service, our IRS. So we'll have a lot more of our own money to use and spend and boost the economy instead of taking up to 40 or 50% of your income to pay the government to waste our money. The one good thing about one of many things about Tesla and Musk, Elon Musk, is the fact that he found a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse in our government and has cleaned that up. And we should get a sizable DOGE payment in January. Could be significant. For those who are major currency holders or ZIM holders, it's going to be something. It'll be good. It won't be, you know, it won't be so big that you'll notice it if you have a lot of ZIM or any ZIM for that matter. So I'm excited about this weekend, and I just have that silly number 8, China's favorite number of new beginnings and prosperity, thinking maybe the elders are saying that's the day we start exchanges. So look for the numbers to come out anytime from tomorrow all the way through the weekend, and we'll see what happens as far as the start for our exchanges. I did get some dates today about, I did get two dates about the start of EBS EAS, and we'll call it truth telling about any number of subjects in the emergency broadcast system and emergency alert system, the EAS EBS, starting the 11th or 12th of December, 11th or 12th. That's next Thursday's the 11th, and Friday would be the 12th. So somewhere in that time frame, we could very well see some EBS-type announcements that probably blow some of our minds. Some of us know about it already and know kind of what they're going to bring out, but, you know, till we see it, we've just heard about it. We've got to watch it and see what it looks like. Let's see, beyond that, and I'm going to get to Sue's thing here in a second. I don't think there's anything super relevant that we're all looking for besides, you know, when are we going to get our numbers and when can we set our appointments and when can we start? That's the main focus that we've had for years. And it looks good for us to pay attention to emails over the weekend and into Monday. Now, in the meantime, which is where we are right now, don't forget that Sue is offering a remarkable set of classes, 4 different classes, about an hour and a half each, in an audio recording called Designing Your Best Future. DYBF 100 is what you'd put in the subject line. And this, from one of the other people that is a big call listener and someone who has really stepped up to be part of Rebuild America, he has indicated that it would be an absolute shame for anyone who listens to this call not to order the DYBF 100, because it's so significant in terms of what it prepares you for and grounds you to be ready once you take one step outside of the Redemption Center and you can breathe and you go, wow, what an experience that was. And now you can say, okay, what's step one, step two, step three? All these are outlined in DYBF 100. So I highly recommend that you guys take advantage and get that class, Designing Your Best Future. Just put DYBF 100. It's $100 for all 4 classes. And it'll be a total of about 6 hours of recording. It's got meditations. It's got Sue and a lively discussion about everything. And it's really something that you should have. And you can go back. It'll take you from walking out of the Redemption Center and probably going for the next year with information that you can use for your first full year. And I don't know about you, but I love the idea of being grounded in that information and being confident in coming out of the Redemption Center with a plan, a design for your best future. So get it. All you do is send Sue an email. And the address, as you know, is integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Send it on. Let Sue know. Put DYBF100 in the subject, and then in the body of the email, put your name and your cell phone number, and put whether you have PayPal or not. And if you don't have PayPal, she'll create an invoice for you and send that to you back. Watch your emails, because when you send it, she'll receive it, and she'll send you one back very quickly that acknowledges that she has it, that she's got your order, and she'll be filling it. Okay? So obviously, if you have PayPal, it's great, it's better, but even if you don't, she'll take care of it, okay, and work with you on that through an invoice. absolutely, the time to send it is now, and she'll be working on those tomorrow to get those out, and then we'll be watching the weekend to see when our ship is coming in, so to speak. President Trump wants us to have this before Christmas, and I think he wants us to have it this week. Now, maybe we don't start exchanges until next week, but he definitely wants this. It's complete as far as Iraq is concerned. It's complete as far as our military is concerned. I believe we have green lights all the way from Treasury to military to President Trump to go ahead and finally go. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see what happens this weekend. And then, of course, Tuesday, you know, we could have a celebration call, hopefully, on Tuesday, since we don't have it yet. But let's thank everybody, first of all, and keep in mind to go ahead and take advantage of this 25% off sale that Boomers has for us. And I've told you how to get to the website. You have, you have Myotrol, which everybody should be taking, Myotrol. That is so strong. And don't forget, the new product, Super Strong, is available starting tomorrow. Super Strong. It's a great, I love that idea of a roll-on. You don't need to take Advil or aspirin or anything anymore. You can just roll on, and it'll take care of that headache or that pain, if it's joint pain or muscle pain or whatever. Okay? So, thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, GCK, for all the help in the past. Doug, thank you. And thank you, Jeannie and Pastor Scott, for your continued support of the Big Call, sending in emails every Tuesday and Thursday night. It's wonderful to hear from you. And thank you, those of you in the pod, thank you as well. And I want to thank Big Call Universe, everybody that has, and Jeannie got it right. You know, I've been doing this call for 14 years, and Sue and Bob have been on for about 10 and a half years, just about, pretty much. And it's, you know, it's been great. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And we love the fact that we've taken your emails as a way to sign up to be on our website, because that way we can get in touch with you when we're doing our projects like Rebuild America, Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network, and Pastoral Retreat Network. So those are my four projects that I want a little bit of help on, especially with Rebuild America. And I'll let you know if we have your email. I'll be sending out information about our new websites. We hope to have two new interactive websites that will also allow you guys to correspond with us, and we'll put out some things that you can see and understand where the projects are going, where we're starting first, and so on. It's going to be really good, and I'm looking forward to those days. Now, after this goes, we do have Christmas in 3 weeks from tonight. Today, let's call it 3 weeks from today. So realize everybody's getting ready for Christmas. They're probably scrambling a little bit. Take your time. You know, we're going to have time. We won't get started on anything. I'll be in touch with you, though, before Christmas, but we'll probably get cranked out starting in January. So everybody take a breath. You want to get a little Christmas vacation in. You want to go skiing. You want to go to the beach. You want to go to the Bahamas. Whatever. Go ahead and plan to do it. You're not going to miss out. Just make sure you keep an eye on your emails, because when we don't no longer do live calls anymore, you know, I'll be in touch with you, and I'll do a call that we'll record and put it on the email as a link, and we'll send it out like a podcast, and you just go ahead and click on it, and you'll know what we're up to, what we're doing, and how you can participate, okay? That's what I'm intending. So thank you guys, everybody, for listening for these 14 years of the Big Call, and thank you for putting up with me, and thank you, Sue and Bob and everybody else. So let's go ahead and pray the call out, and then we'll have a good night and a great weekend, I hope, in Jesus' name. Lord God, thank you for everything that you've done for us to get us to this point, to prepare us. Thank you for helping us design our best future, and thank you for being central in all of it. Thank you for the nutrition that we have. Thank you for the teachings that we have. Thank you for Sue and everything she's done for us, as well as Bob and all of the listeners. Thank you for the satellite team that has been able to get our call out all over the globe. And thank you for all the listeners in Big Call Universe. So we just praise you and thank you for this time of year. And thank you most of all for the gift of eternal life that's available through faith and belief in your Son, Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ. In his name we pray, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. We'll talk to you on Tuesday, but keep an eye out for the emails that are coming from Wells Fargo and from us with the 800 number as soon as we get it. All right? Everybody have a great night and a great weekend. God bless.